Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sensing the Rhythm, Finding My Voice in a World Without Sound by Mandy Harvey with Mark Atterbury. Read by Mandy Harvey.
Introduction. A Thing to Behold. I'm standing in the wings waiting to go on. My band members are milling around, bantering in the casual way that accomplished musicians who are fully confident in their abilities tend to do. There's not a jangled nerve among them, but there's plenty of urgency, like tethered falcons hungry for the hunt. Once they're settled behind their instruments, I will sever their bonds with a downbeat and watch them take flight. It's a thing to behold, this unleashing of talent that fills the room with music the way water fills a submerged pitcher. Shoulders haunch, heads bob, brows wrinkled, fingers dance, all with a symmetry that could no more be prevented than it could be planned. The people in the audience will respond enthusiastically, of course, for they have not ended up here by circling the wrong date on their calendars or taking the wrong exit off the roundabout. They've come to witness the unleashing and to experience the filling. Yes, it is quite a thing to behold. It is no doubt quite a thing to hear, too. But I'll have to take your word for that, because tonight, once again, I will sing with my amazing musicians everything from sultry ballads to blistering jazz without hearing a single note. Sounds impossible. It does to me, too. I lost my hearing when I was 19. It happened over a period of a few months, leaving me profoundly deaf, which, by the way, is the official term for people who are unable to hear sound below 95 decibels in their better ear. The less tactful among us might say that I'm stone deaf or deaf as a post. I just know that tonight I won't hear what everyone else does. When I walk on stage, I won't hear the master of ceremonies say, "Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mandy Harvey?" When my band kicks off the first tune, I won't hear that amazing chord substitution my piano player throws in, or that clever lick my sax player answers with. When I finish the first tune, I will see the people clapping, but I won't hear their applause. Most people wonder, how is it possible for me to be an award-winning professional musician with such a drastic limitation?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?